and sometimes it's been asked if there's a difference in my mind between manipulating the information in one document and to find better ways to portray the concepts being contained in there, or comparing two different documents. And yeah, there's a lot of similarity in there, because if you're comparing two documents, you can find, you know, that in the future we'll have different structures of symbols to portray important conceptual relationships and concepts themselves, and you use that both to provide initial sort of discussion or description of them, as well as in comparing between different people. And in fact, a great example of that, as our techniques that have matured in the last decade in areas that you could call structured argument portrayals, where the various information or knowledge bundles, I guess, that one could put into some large scale sort of argument structure about that, yes, this is the real cause of global warming, or that, yes, there really is global warming, or yes, da-da-da, that a lot of the basic knowledge components and things that people don't argue about, how do they fit together to make a very strong case for an assertion based upon them. And then other people can make assertions about saying the certain data or arguments that have been made over in this set of documents counter that. Well, all right, let's start dig down so there's a, you know, an arrow pointing between the two to indicate that, oh, the material over here is sort of negating the possibility there, so you don't have a free way to assume that the argument you started with is really solid enough. So you have to track back on the counter-arguments and the structure of them and the relationships, et cetera, based upon whatever observations or surmises people make. So you can at least build your knowledge base in a way that it's sort of as much verification of argument, et cetera, as you can find. And there's a pathway you can follow back to see what it's based on. And so these are things that the tools that can come about will be able to help immensely. And so in the very practice of doing this, it'll be just an extension of what the school kids are learned about how you can diagram a sentence to sort of find out if it's, it's got a valid structure to the sentence. And yes, we already sort of learned that a little bit, but now you can say, I can go right on above that to say, we'll learn how to say you can diagram an argument to find out whether it's an appropriately solid one. And the computer will just be able to help us immensely in gathering and finding these different nuggets of knowledge and surmise and argument, and then in interconnecting them in a way in which you can show these actual diagrams of all these different nodes put together and just see that, hey, here's a node that represents an assertion or something that, hey, this side of the argument just uses time to say, oh, because of this, you can't worry about that other, et cetera. Well, you can then find a really solid way to go back and find that that isn't really solidly supported. And instead of whom can shout the loudest, you say, well, here's the basis right now. And if you can't sort of counter this observation and measurement things that were made back there 8 years ago as being a valid way to discount this other assertion, then what have you. So it would be almost like an accounting system that you can follow down and say, no, look, unless the figures of your accounting can be challenged, you know, this is really your overhead rate in your country, company, not that other one here. So that sort of thing is one of the potentials that the computers can do, and it's one that I'm hoping to start getting people to consider of. But right now, let's say at the Open University there and other places around the world, but the Open University in England has been sort of spearheading an activity like this, and Dr. Shum there has promoted and helped put together a book by a number of authors all over the world. It's a very good thing about structured argumentation. And then another man in the U.S., Jack Park, has done a similar thing with something he calls concept maps that is very much related. And then somebody else named Dr. Jeff Conklin, who now lives in Virginia or something, or someplace near the Washington, D.C. area, has a process that he's been plugging away for years, visual mapping, and much of it is about the real-time interactions that people are going through and discussing or arguing just about something. He helps in diagramming that as one goes to help make better maps. Anyway, so these things need to be very much are important and will become just part of the way which people help show arguments, just sort of like people are used to putting together, oh hell, what's the thing we put together with